choreographers.
Can I have all choreographers' attention for just a minute?
Yes.
The technical director of Hillsborough Community College's Performing Arts Main Stage Theater works to gain the attention of the choreographers on stage. Off to the side, under the bright lights, Dwayne Schuneman sits in his specialized wheelchair. It has no armrests, so he has full movement of his arms and large wheels that are removable. The Navy veteran says other veteran wheelchair athletes initially teased him about being a professional dancer.
In the beginning, I did get a lot of razzing for being a dancer at the veteran games. But by the end, everyone respected it, you know, when I was rolling around my four gold medals.
Dwayne won four gold medals and three silvers at the track and field events at the National Veterans Wheelchair Games held this year in Tampa. But he's happier on stage than on the racetrack.
You know, I don't see dance as a competition.
Yet it got a little competitive in the piece he performs with three other male dancers.
As far as it's like an all-male piece, and it's, I think it really shows the strength of all the men in the company, it almost became like this little like competition amongst the guys in the company and Dwayne as we were creating the piece.
That's Limus Bolaños Wilmot. She is artistic director of Fusion Dance Artists and choreographed the piece for her company and Dwayne last year. It's titled Propel.
The piece is very physical and I think it's very strong, but I think it also shows different moments where they're encouraging someone else to propel or maybe someone stuck and encouraging them to move forward.
It's a mixture of athleticism and grace, breakdance and modern dance. At one point, a performer leaps over Dwayne in his chair. At another, Dwayne is lifted, chair and all. Their movements are equally fluid and as fast, whether on wheels or on foot. Limus learned at an early age how to choreograph for dancers with impaired abilities.
My high school best friend, Stephanie Bastos, while we were in high school, at New World School of the Arts, we were dancers. She was in a car accident and they had to amputate her right foot. My senior performance was a duet with her. Towards the end of the piece, she dances off stage and she puts on a prosthetic leg.
The evening of dance presented by Dwayne's Revolution Dance Company includes other works, like the duet choreographed by Carlina Garcia Serpa and her husband. It's their first major work together, and she's excited to share the bill with Dwayne because years ago, she worked with wheelchair dancers in Miami.
What it brings to the audience is an opening of the mind, because it's amazing how limited people's minds are as far as what people can actually do. The moment I say I dance with a man who's in a wheelchair, they're like, that's a contradiction or something. So I think the main thing it does is just open up in the people's minds what the possibilities are. Movement is movement.
The Moving Current Dance Collective is the third company in the production titled Synergy, An Evening of Modern Dance. And for Navy veteran turned wheelchair athlete Dwayne Schuneman, there's only one thing better than dancing.
Yeah, definitely at the top of the list is teacher. For all different kids. Preschool age, middle school, kids with special needs, able-bodied kids. I do all kinds of teaching, so teaching is definitely it.
Dwayne's Revolution Dance and two other dance companies will perform this Saturday at 8 p.m. at the Hillsborough Community College Performing Arts Building in Ybor City. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.